the law of God was never meant to rescue you. It was meant to ruin your self-trust. This is LifeWords Day by Day, and we are walking through Romans chapter 2 and verses 17 through 24. Those are not the end of Paul's argument. It's the setup. And the law exposes guilt so that grace may shine brighter. The law strips away false assurance so that true salvation can be received. So Paul has now shown that pagans suppress truth in Romans chapter 1. He's shown that moralists excuse themselves in the beginning parts of chapter 2. And now he's saying that religious insiders boast without obedience. And every one of those groups stands exposed. No one escapes. And this actually prepares us for the thunderclap of Romans chapter 3, verse 20. By works of the law, no human being will be justified. The law speaks so that every mouth may be stopped. It was never meant to save. It was meant to show the need for salvation. And that salvation must come from outside of us. Righteousness must be given. It cannot be earned by us. And that's why Paul will pivot to the gospel in Romans chapter 3, verse 21, where he writes, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Christ fulfills what the law demands, and Christ accomplishes what we cannot." He obeyed perfectly. He bore judgment fully. He provides righteousness freely. The law exposes, but Christ saves. And that is the gospel. Pray this with me today. Jesus, thank you for providing the righteousness I could never earn. Help me rest fully in your finished work. Two peoples to pray for today. Angel de Jesus, our national changemaker in Puerto Rico. And also pray for the people of Tanzania as they listen to the Caraway Life Word broadcast.